God is a God of love, and he does not teach through fear or use fear in any way. Hello, my name is David Nelms. I have written many articles that provide spiritual insight, and I'm happy to share them all with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to clear your thoughts and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see things more clearly. Today's topic is the key to living prosperously. There are many ways the world has provided through which you can make money or prosper, but so many of those ideas include taking advantage of another situation, and this is not a healthy spiritual practice. In a spiritual reality, nothing can be lost, and therefore nothing can be taken, but while we perceive this physical reality, the idea of losing when you give or gaining when you take are inbred into the world's thinking. If you embrace this form of getting, you might succeed, but this may come at the cost of your peace. This might seem to be an acceptable compromise that you're willing to make, but when you lose your peace, all things in your life will become tainted, unhealthy, and sickly. This has nothing to do with any punishment from God. Quite the contrary, it is a direct result of you allowing your mind to go to a place where you are not allowing God to enter due to the fear of hearing him say you should be doing something else. And he would. But this is not a fearful thing. This is a joyous thing, since this involves the knowledge that God is now helping to lead you towards a more beneficial place of mind where finances and health will fall nicely in line, since they are but the effects of having your spirit mind in a good place. The key to living prosperously is in letting go of how the world has taught you you could prosper, and also to let go of what you believe it means to prosper. You are a glorious child of God. You are an eternal being with all the creative capacity of your Creator. With this in mind, there is nothing in all existence that is unworthy of you, nor are you unworthy of anything in existence. Everything is already at your disposal, so the idea that you must fight or struggle to survive, let alone prosper, is not a natural state of being. This less than form of living is simply the direct result of us believing we do not deserve abundance, even though we so often cry for it, but we still feel undeserving, and so we experience what we believe we deserve. How do we get past this? We move on by doing everything we can to quiet our lives and open our minds to hear the Holy Spirit, the voice of God. It may not be that you hear words, but that you feel inspired or simply led to do something that you might not have otherwise done. The inspiration may come in many forms, but the overall idea is that you let go of what you have believed to be the way to prosper and allow the Holy Spirit and Jesus to rewrite how your mind sees this, and then be open for these new ways of seeing to take hold in your life. For example, if you have lost a job or hate your current job, you might feel very fearful as to what is going to become of you. You might be very fearful of how you will survive, how you will maintain medical insurance, and how you will take care of your family. These concerns may seem valid, but the simple fact that you have fears is preventing your mind from hearing the answer that God would provide. For Jesus and the Holy Spirit, fear does not exist because they know only love. You can't hand your fears over to them because they are not real thoughts, but simply experiences you are choosing to have based upon how you perceive other thoughts. So the thing to do is to find those root thoughts that bring about your fear and hand them over to the Holy Spirit and Jesus to correct. They will shine perfect love on those thoughts, and those thoughts will be returned to you as healed. By releasing these thoughts, your fears will begin to subside and your mind will become quieter. You will slowly begin to become more and more aware of the presence of God, who never ever left, but was just obscured by your fears and overactive misuse of mind. A Course in Miracles states that whatever you want for yourself, give that thing first to another, and then you shall also have it for yourself. The Course also states that how you see and treat your brother is how you see and treat Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. So if you truly desire to stop punishing yourself and truly want to prosper, see your brothers with love. See all people with compassion. Ignore what they are doing with respect to using their actions to paint a picture of who they are. Instead, know that they are all wonderful, shining, perfect, and glorious sons of God. Know that anything they do does not represent who they really are, but simply represents who they currently believe they are, and they are merely mistaken. Stop identifying your brothers by their mistakes, and you'll stop identifying yourself by your own. Stop judging them by their actions, and you'll stop judging yourself by your own. Stop seeing them as being unworthy of everything the universe has to offer, and you'll stop seeing yourself as being unworthy as well. Choose to see your brothers this way, and you will have opened the door to be prosperous. Not because you deserve it, because we all deserve it, but because you will have allowed it. I know it's hard to fathom that our struggles are a result of what we have done to ourselves. You may ask, how or why would we do this to ourselves? And the answer is simple. We hate who we have become. Inherently, we know we are deserving of all things, and we know we have chosen to settle for less. This has split our mind to where we do not make rational choices. We often do exactly what is not in our own best interests, and then we ignore or forget that we had any part in bringing about the situation. We blame the world or God for the situation. But this does not make it true. This just makes it the experience we have settled for. But we don't have to settle for this experience. Open your mind right now and stop thinking about the world for a moment. Be sincere and say to Jesus and the Holy Spirit, I choose to see that I am worthy. I choose to allow you to bring into my life the perfect experiences that will help me to draw closer and closer to you. I open my mind to you. I choose to see the root of all my fears and then hand those thoughts over to you as I become aware of them. I will work with you to heal my mind so that I do become more willing, once again, to experience all the blessings that God has already provided, but I had simply chosen to hide from. I hid because I thought he would control me, but now I choose to see that he and I are one and are working together to bring happiness and joy to all. I am thankful and happy to know I am moving forward. Life will never be the same again, and that is what I really want. I set aside all images of what I believed was true, and I allow you to help me see clearly. I open my mind to you. You are my brother and my advocate. I will be like you someday because of the love you have for me, and because I will allow you to heal my mind so that I too see that I have that same love for you and all creation. I am a creator like my Father, and I am one with him. I cannot be destroyed or harmed in any way. We are one. Know you are loved. Know you are not alone. Know you are worthy. Know that your experience until now was simply the result of what you thought you knew, but now your experience of this world will transform into what God would rather have you see. Go in peace and all the love of creation with you. You are loved. You are one. Be in peace. This article has concluded. To access more articles, please visit the Being Willing website at www.beingwilling.com. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you, and have a great day.